Paiso et al. Pioneers share implementation details, written by Elaine Goodman. With go-live dates for its first two participants looming in May and October of next year, implementation activities for Paiso's extended day-ahead market are ramping up. Representatives of Sassify Corp., Portland General Electric, and Paiso gave updates on EDM preparations during a Feb 12 joint meeting of the Paiso Board of Governors and the Western Energy Markets (WEM) governing body. For Pacify Corp., which has an EDM go-live date of May 1, 2026, much of the recent focus has been on its open access transmission tariff filing with FERC. The company initially filed the tariff in November, but decided to withdraw it and submit a new filing Jan 16. The new OATT incorporates a different methodology for congestion revenue allocation, a subject that gave stakeholders some serious concerns, according to Robert Eckenrod, Pacify Corp. Assistant General Counsel. For example, Western Power Trading Forum questioned the tariff's measured demand approach to allocation and planned to file a FERC protest in January, a representative said in December. CAISO leaders look ahead to 2025 with confidence. Sassify Corp. was able to work around some limits of the methodology from the initial filing, Eckenrod said, and the new methodology is more granular and more advantageous. Other than the changes to congestion revenue allocation methodology, the OATT filing is the same as the initial filing. It requested a Feb 18 due date for comments and a May 16, 2025 decision date. PGE activity, Portland General Electric, which has an EDM go-live date of October 1, 2026, is planning to file its OATT with FERC by the end of March, said Tiffany Emerson, PGE's Senior Manager of Strategy and Planning. PGE is working with Pacify Corp. to align their tariffs, she said. As a participant in CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market, ABIM, PGE plans to enhance existing systems and frameworks rather than starting from scratch, Emerson said. Testing of system enhancements will begin in December and continue into 2026. Another focus for PGE is settlements. The sheer volume of the transactions that we're going to settle with CAISO in the post-go-live EDM world is just an order of magnitude greater than what we currently do as an EIM participant, Emerson said. WEM governing body member Andrew Campbell said he was encouraged to hear that PGE was working with Pacify Corp. on EDM implementation. That's certainly key to success in this process, Campbell said. The entities as they join are helping the ones who are joining after them. In addition to Pacify Corp. and PGE, the Balancing Authority of Northern California signed an EDAM implementation agreement with CAISO in November. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power formally committed to joining in December. CBank signs agreement to join EDAM. The LADWB gets boards okay to join CAISO's EDAM. Bank and LADWB are scheduled to go live with EDAM on May 1, 2027. CAISO has been conducting EDAM training with Pacify Corp. and EDAM and also has publicly posted training material on the WEM website. Computer-based training for EDAM entities is planned for April, according to Heather Kelly, Executive Director of CAISO's Project Management Office. CAISO plans to begin integration testing with Pacify Corp. this summer. We will be revving up our systems, and they're going to be connecting to them, and we'll start to get the market running, Kelly said. Customer outreach Kirsten Rock, Managing Director of Western Market Policy and Analytics at Pacify Corp., noted that some deadlines for EDAM participation are now merely weeks away. For example, the company plans to complete connectivity testing by June 1. Sassify Corp. also is launching an engagement process for its transmission customers, with a series of workshops starting Feb 27. The videos of the workshops will be posted on the company's Open Access Same Time Information System. CAISO Board of Governors Chair Severin Borenstein thanked Pacify Corp. for doing the work that will smooth the pathway for other EDAM participants. It's all becoming real, Borenstein said,